Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. I did a series of 4 podcasts with Michael Settington. He is a pool guy in Temecula, and we talked about different aspects of the business. And in part 1, we talked a little bit about how to land some new service accounts in the off season, which in California is from November through the beginning of March. And so I gave him some tips on how to acquire some accounts in what we consider the winter time here in California. This podcast is brought to you by InioPools.com. InioPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. I'm joined today by Michael Settington from the Blue Pools, and he has a pool service out in Temecula, right?
Yes, Temecula and Murrieta.
Okay, pretty much the same area in California, right?
Correct.
So you have a series of questions for me today. Michael is a member of my coaching group, and so I'm going to go ahead and go through the questions he has here and make this into a series of podcasts here for the Pool Guy Podcast Show. So first off, how you doing today, Michael?
Doing good. I'm just gearing up for the rain for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's supposed to be about 3 3/4 of an inch here. I was going to say 3.5, but that's like Texas, you know?
Right.
It's not here. Yeah, so you normally take it off when it rains, or how do you do it?
No, I'll actually go, if it's, you know, thunder, lightning, yeah, I'll take it off. Anything with just regular rain, I'm in there checking the chemicals, making sure there's, you know, the big debris out and emptying the baskets.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it depends on how bad it's raining. If I wake up and it's like really pouring, I don't even bother. But if it's like a light drizzle, I'll go out there and do the best I can. But you can't do much. You know how it is in the rain.
Exactly.
And if go ahead.
I was just going to say, as long as the customer sees me out there, you know, then it, you know, speaks for the company, really.
Yeah. And I think that goes a long way a lot of times. And if you do have to get back in your truck because it's raining too hard, they understand that too. You know,
and some people are asking, are you really out here right now?
Yeah, I get that a lot too. I have my my rain gear that I put on and work out there when I need to. I don't like doing it because you get really wet.
Exactly.
But I will do it when I need to. So I guess your first question here is, what's the most cost effective way to add new accounts over the next 5 months? And this recording is in November, so the next 5 months are probably the slowest months for the service industry. We're kind of like, I always like to say we're like ice cream stores or yogurt stores, where it's very seasonal. And I guess real estate is also kind of seasonal. You used to sell cars before, right?
That's correct.
So was it really seasonal also, or was it pretty steady all year round?
No, same way, ups and downs, seasonal, certain holidays, some holidays not as busy. So it definitely, it has the same feeling to it.
Yeah, so I think I would say November, December, January are really slow for the pool industry. That's when they kind of have all their trade shows, and we don't really do anything in those months. And of course, back east, all the pools are closed and by November.
Right.
But here we don't close pools. We have, you know, our area gets pretty windy. It gets a lot of dust and dirt sometimes. So we need year-round service. So over the winter time, it's very difficult to attract new customers. I know that I saw you posted you had a flyer you're working on to do some door mailing or mailings.
Yeah, I did some mailers last summer, and that worked out quite well.
Okay. So in the winter, I'm thinking you're not going to get too many hits because people aren't really looking for service. I think the best way to add service accounts now is through a builder. Like if you do startups, I don't know if you've done any startups or not.
I've done a few, it's not in my book of business.
Okay. So in the wintertime, you may want to add that as a part of your service, and maybe not do it in the summer if you get too busy. But for sure, they build pools all year round here in California. So I would gather that there's going to be some builders getting close to finalizing pools November, December, January. Not uncommon, that's for sure. So I think, you know, basically those are what you need to focus on. Also realtors. So here's a good way to get accounts is that when a house sells, they don't really know the pool guy that's been doing it. Even if you've been doing the pool, if the other guy's been doing it for 10, 15 years, the new owner doesn't know who they are. They may not even look at the contact information that the seller gives them, which happens a lot. So I would say a good 30 or 40% of the pools I lose every year when they sell their house and they don't contact me. Because there's a gap of about 2 or 3 weeks in between when they move in usually and when the house closes. And at that time, a lot of times they'll just find someone else to do the pool. So when you see a for sale, when you see a sold sign or a for sale sign, that's when you start leaving door hangers or flyers on the door. Definitely that's what you need to do in the wintertime, because you have to kind of think outside the box in the wintertime. You're not going to get the same response with the mailers because no one's looking at their pool. And with daylight savings here in California, it's dark at 5 o'clock. So it's really different. People don't go outside in the winter. They're focused on other things in the wintertime besides their pool. They might not even think they have a pool back there sometimes, you know.
Correct.
Which is kind of good for us.
When you said the builder, now, is that cold calling? Is that showing up to the offices? I mean, how, you know, you got to obviously get past the gatekeeper of the receptionist, you know, when they answer. So is it, yeah, again, is that like a cold call or a face-to-face or how would you go about doing it?
Yeah, I would just go into the office and talk to the owner and just say, hey, you know, I do startups and I charge, you know, $400, $450, whatever you charge in your area, and you'll take care of the startups for him. And you probably land a lot because, believe it or not, there aren't a lot of guys that do startups and do it well and are consistent. So the builder is looking for someone that they can rely upon to do the startup, give the customer the pool school kind of thing, where you tell them, this is your filter, this is the pump, this is the automated system. If you're familiar with automated systems, it's even better. That way you can just walk back there and just tell the customer, this is, you know, timeout mode, service mode, auto mode. You can even set a schedule for the customer while you're there. Chances are you're going to land the account because it's very complicated. People are busy, especially if they're building a pool, you know, it's a $50,000 investment or more. And I would highly suggest to them that, you know, you put this pool in, it's, you spent $50,000 on it, paying me $120 a month to take care of it is definitely well worth it. I'll make sure that nothing happens. You're going to have a blue pool every week. You know, I just did a little play on your name right there.
Correct.
So basically you want to do that to kind of land the account. That's your best chance in the wintertime to land accounts, is to do things like that. It's just really hard any other way, excuse me, because of the mailers are pretty much ignored in the wintertime.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I actually stopped doing the mailers as soon as I got to where, you know, I'm a one-man show to where I could only do it myself. That's when I tapered off on doing the mailers throughout summertime. So I kind of left those aside. So the builders and the realtors. And then just a real quick to touch on this is the startup schedule. I've heard a little bit different of showing up every day for 4 weeks. I've heard 5, 4, 3, you know, each week.
Yeah. So basically with the way I do it, you can do either the asset startup if you're comfortable with that, or you can just do a traditional startup, or you can use the Orenda. They have a special startup method. They have videos on that also, where they use the base to start up the pool versus the asset. If you're unfamiliar with startups, I would say just go with a traditional one where you start everything. You'll have more plaster dust. If you have a Pebble Tech pool, there's not a lot of dust anyway, so you definitely can do a traditional one there. But for a plaster pool, if you do traditional, there'll be more dust in the pool. But I can go over the startup method with you some other time.
Sure.
You know, it's not complicated, but I would go first week, one day, every day that first week. And then the next week, twice or three times if you have time. And then just taper it off to once a week, because the first week is the most critical for the startup. But I can go over that. Probably I'll have to do a podcast on that, or a couple podcasts on starting up a pool. But sure, that's a good way to get accounts. And basically, in a winter, you're just hunkering down, trying to keep your accounts, because sometimes people are like, well, I don't need service. You know, I'll just go to every other week, or I'll just cancel. So in the winter, you want to try to, yeah, you want to hold on to as many accounts as you can. It's not really a time to build accounts unless you really need to.
Mm-hmm.
So hold on to what you got, and then get ready to gear up to build again in the spring. You know, usually in March, you want to start advertising. You can also get a lot of leads at Leslie's if you open an account there. I don't know if you have an account at Leslie's Pool Supply.
I do.
Okay, so they'll give you leads also if someone walks in there and needs like a filter cleaning, or they do filters also, but usually they refer it out to you. Or, you know, if they need a cleanup, especially if it gets windy and the customer wants a cleanup for their pool, I'm definitely do that. You can also advertise draining the pool. So in the wintertime, it's a good time to drain the pool in California. So advertise, you know, it's now it's time to change your water and get people to drain their pool. And then maybe you'll land the account also when you refill it, put the chemicals in. So draining a pool is a good time. November, December, January is a great time to drain it. So we don't have any restrictions in my area, probably not yours either anymore. So you can drain a pool. I would say a 15,000-gallon pool, you can prep the customer and say that it's going to cost about $90 in the water bill to refill it. There's like a, it's not really a penalty, but it's an overusage amount they charge. So anywhere from 90 to 100 bucks for a 15,000-gallon pool. 20,000-gallon pool, probably like 140, 150. So that you have to prep them and let them know that there's going to be a water bill charge. And then you would charge them for your drain, which typically in California is like $200 to $250 is what we charge for that. And then you charge for the chemicals separate. So the conditioner, chlorine, whatever you need to put in there to start it up. I like to put, you know, the Jack's Magic in there so that, and also the Butec in there, just kind of as a rule. So charge them for all that separately. So $200 to $250 for a drain. You're not really doing anything but draining the water. Of course, then you can do an acid wash if you need to. Do you do acid washes on your in your business?
No, I don't.
You don't need
I've
to.
Actually, yeah, I've kind of stayed away from it. I've just stayed away from it.
Yeah, that's fine. But you can definitely do drains, and if you can do chlorine washes if you needed to, which is easy. You just drain it, then pour, you know, a case of chlorine around the perimeter, hose it off. And that does a pretty good job of cleaning the plaster and PebbleTec by itself, believe it or not. So you don't need to do acid washes. You can refer that out. I know several guys in your area that can do it for you. But definitely the drain wouldn't be a bad idea. You know, now's the time to change your water, because in California, we really need to change it more often than we do. And that should get you some accounts also. So kind of think outside the box there.
Yeah.
As far as that goes in the wintertime. So I think that's good for this first podcast here. We just talked a little bit about how to generate business in the off season.
So I hope you found this podcast helpful. In the next parts, we're going to talk more about hiring an employee, also the service rate in your area, and different ways to charge for chemicals, and some other things in the following three parts of this series. And if you're in the pool industry and you're looking for more help with your service business, definitely consider joining the coaching program like Michael is part of. And there's a lot of great resources there, including being able to talk to me and text me. And also there's a great group chat where you can post questions and get answers. And there's discounts on your liability insurance as well as other discounts. You can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.